The country that brought us Monty Python has some rather bizarre ways to have fun. Coming up, we'll hear about the curious traditions of England. And folk singers Jim and Susie Malcolm treat us to the traditional songs of Scotland in a wee bit. We told you on last week's Travel with Rick Steves of the sudden passing of Chandler O'Leary. We had just talked with her about her illustrated guide to the San Juan Islands of Washington State a few weeks before she died in April. A few years ago, Chandler produced a charming road trip guide to the U.S. West Coast. In it, she recommends classic sites from the desert playgrounds of California through Oregon's lush valleys to my home turf around Seattle, instead of just racing between rest stops. As a tribute to Chandler, let's revisit our interview about her book, The Best Coast, a road trip atlas, and follow the inland route from Calexico to the Canadian border.
Thank you for having me.
So we talked about the coastal route before. Now we're going to talk about the inland route. Make a case for not taking the coastal route, because I would think everybody wants to go up the coast.
Yeah.
But you make the inland sound pretty good.
I feel like if you like your vintage Americana, this is the road trip for you. And yeah, you're not going to see the coast until you get all the way up to Washington. But if you're really into things like Palm Springs and mid-century architecture, old neon signs or roadside attractions, you're going to get tons of that on this route.
I love roadside attractions. Publicity stunts from 50 years
of your
ago,
whatever, you know? Yeah.
What are a few of those that come to mind? Because I just think they're so funky.
A really fun one are the old giant oranges that used to be all over California. And there's a couple of them left. And they used to be drink stands for, you know, when you were thirsty on the road, you could get fresh California orange juice.
Right.
And there's still a couple of them left along old Highway
99. There's farm country all along the way.
Absolutely.
All three states. So we're going 1,600 miles.
Yes.
And apparently, it's the old, isn't it? Is it like the Highway 99? Is that it?
It is, yeah. And in California, Highway 99 mostly is still intact, and right. It's even a freeway in some places. Mm-hmm. But once you get into Oregon and Washington, because of the mountains, it starts getting a little bit tricky.
So you got to kind of cherry pick sections of the old road and then connect with I-5?
Yes. It's just like Route 66, how it's kind of been swallowed up by interstate and places.
Because I-5 is, it's sort of the enemy. On the other hand, it's practical because it gets you from A to B in a hurry.
Yeah.
But so what's your philosophy? You're going to go from, you're going basically from San Diego to Bellingham, right? What's your philosophy on the balance between I-5 and the old roads?
Well, I think you want to use I-5 when you want to make good time, and take the old roads if you want to have a good time. That's kind of how I look at it.
Make good time or have a good time. Oh, that's good. So let's talk about California. First of all, there's Mexicali on one side of the border and Calexico.
And Calexico, yeah. So Calexico is on the California side, and Mexicali is on the Mexico side. So that's where our route starts.
And are these kind of sister towns in a way?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a big old wall separating them. So
is it easy to go across or not?
No, you have to go through the big international, checkpoint.
Because I did that between San Diego and Tijuana. It was easy. You just walk across.
I think right now that's not the same as it used to be, but it may be again. I mean, who knows?
Okay. Well, we're starting in Calexico then. And what's the flavor of Calexico? Is that just a springboard or is there anything to do there?
Yeah. It's a sleepy, small town, but you kind of get the flavor of where you're starting. And you're going to start out in the low desert. You're below sea level here.
Oh, that's below sea level. But then you come into Palm Springs, and this is sort of like an oasis. Describe Palm Springs to us.
Palm Springs is kind of wacky. You know, it got big in the 1950s, so there's a lot of great mid-century architecture there, but it's very glamorous. It's very glitzy. There's a lot of designers there, fashion shows, movie stars.
Isn't it a lot of retirement communities, too? A lot of snowbirds?
It's kind of this weird mix of college spring breakers and snowbirds.
Okay, so you put that on your checklist. And then I know in your book you talk about a lot of worthy detours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your favorites would be Joshua Tree National Park.
Yes, Joshua Tree is stunning. And Joshua Tree is actually the high desert. So it's above Palm Springs. It's at altitude. So it has a completely different desert climate, different plants, different animals. So
Joshua Tree is one of these cartoon book cactus, right?
Big cactus tree. Yep.
That's just it.
Yep.
So the Joshua Tree is these classic kind of quintessential cactus tree.
Yes, yes.
So what do you do in Joshua Tree National Park? Just look at cactus?
There's great hikes. There's actually only those cactus in one small part of the park. It's an enormous park. So there's different biomes, great rock formations there, beautiful scenery.
And driving north, you come to San Joaquin Valley. This would be basically from LA to Sacramento, right?
Yes, and even beyond. It's called something different beyond there, but it's the same valley.
But it's kind of America's food basket.
It's the it's the vegetable basket, it's the fruit basket, it's the nut basket, it's everything.
Now, your favorite state park on the whole 1,600-mile route according to your book, is Old Sacramento.
Yes.
Why?
It's sort of a slice of what Sacramento used to be like in the Gold Rush days. It's got these great old Victorian buildings with hand-painted signs, advertisements on the side of them.
Oh, nice.
It's very walkable. It's a pedestrian park, cobblestone streets. It's beautiful.
Is it Old Sacramento, literally? Is it just the Pioneers Sacramento turned into a park?
It's the old brick facades and old buildings, old boardwalk sidewalks and things. So, yeah, a lot of original structures there. And it's right on the river.
So it feels actually like an honest-to-goodness historic site rather than a commercial gimmick?
You know, if it's a little touristy, I would say, but it's the original buildings, and so it really feels like the real deal.
Cool. We're remembering the delightful times we had talking to illustrator and author Chandler O'Leary about her 2019 book, The Best Coast, a road trip atlas. Her guide to the islands of the Salish Sea in the Pacific Northwest, called On Island Time, was released a few weeks before Chandler passed away suddenly after a brief illness in April. You can visit her work at chandleroleary.com. Traveling further north, we come to volcano country, and you mentioned there's like a dozen volcanoes along the route. What's your best volcano site on the whole West Coast?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's so many. But, you know, Mount Hood really dominates the landscape. There's Timberline Lodge, which is just at the base of Mount Hood in northern Oregon.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Of course, Mount St. Helens is a good little detour from there. But I live in Tacoma, Washington, so I'm partial to Mount Rainier.
So you got Mount Rainier. So all those are farther north in California.
Mount Shasta. It's kind of the southern end of it. There's also Lassen Volcanic.
Last time I was driving by there, I just had to stop and sleep in a little town called Weed.
Oh, Weed, yeah.
Did you go to Weed?
I've been through Weed, yeah.
Right there in the shadow of Mount Shasta.
It's right there, yeah.
Oh, man.
There's some good neon signs there, too, actually.
There's some good Weed in Weed.
I'm sure there is.
All right, well, okay, let's head further north, and we're coming into Oregon. And Oregon has, well, we're talking about volcanoes, Crater Lake. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit of a side trip. But last time I was driving up Oregon, I took that side trip. And if you've never driven around the crater of a volcano.
That was one of the hardest things to draw for this book, because you cannot do it justice with either a drawing or a photograph. You have to stand there and see it.
I've been there once in my life, and I absolutely loved it. It's a kind of a touristy thing. Everybody goes up, and you drive it around, and there's the pullouts to look at it. But it's just jaw-droppingly beautiful.
It's incredible, and it's so blue and deep. And if you do the hike down to the shore, what the park rangers will tell you is that it's 1 mile down and 10 miles back up.
That's good. So take advantage of that one way or another. Now we're coming into some place that I find very romantic, the Willamette Valley, because I'm charmed by the Oregon Trail and the great Western movement and stuff. What was your impression from the Willamette Valley?
The first time I drove the Willamette Valley was actually in the winter, and I had just moved to the West Coast, and from the Midwest, where it's snowy in the winter, and I was shocked by just how green and lush it is. And I fell in love with the Willamette Valley for that, the kind of misty mountains coming through.
And they have these, I think they call them century farms that are a century old.
Yes, yes. And also they have these huge, massive oak trees that are part of this sort of semi-savanna there. It's so beautiful.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Chandler O'Leary. She's the illustrator and writer of a book called The Best Coast, a road trip atlas. And in her book, she lays out the best way to travel from the south end of California to the north end of Washington State, the entire West Coast. You can go up the coast or you can go up the interior. And we're going up the interior, mostly along the old Highway 99. And from Oregon and the Willamette Valley and the Oregon Trail and Lewis and Clark, we cross the Columbia River and come into Washington State. Chandler, when we think about this trip, you go through some big cities.
Mm-hmm.
If I think through the whole route, I'm thinking of traffic problems.
Yeah.
If you're going to hit any traffic jams.
Portland and Seattle.
Portland and Seattle, right.
Yeah.
So how do you get around that, or do you?
You know, I like to take the surface streets. I like to just get off of the highway and then go through town, because you're going to be taking the time to go through traffic anyway, right? Might as well see what the city has to offer.
That's brilliant. You could go right through Seattle on small roads.
Yep.
And there's little parks along the waterfront.
Exactly. You can have a cup of coffee. You can, sit and wait it out till the traffic gets a little bit better.
Take a pause just before you get to Seattle and figure out what you want to do in Seattle.
And try to build that in with your day, because you know it's going to happen anyway. You might as well plan for it.
Yeah. So you go through Seattle, lots to see there. You got the Space Needle, you got Queen Anne Hill, you got the locks, the Ballard Locks.
Oh, I love taking people to the Ballard Locks.
Yeah. And you got the Fisherman's Terminal.
Absolutely.
Green Lake. You could walk around Green Lake.
Yes.
That's a beautiful highlight.
Cary Park has a great view of the
city. Seattleites, whenever we need a nice conversation with somebody, you walk around Green Lake.
I think
it's about an
hour walk.
Yeah.
And I love it. And anybody driving through could, it's 5 minutes off of the freeway.
Easy on, easy off.
Easy parking.
Yep.
And then north of Seattle, we come to Everett and the Boeing tour. And
yes.
then beyond that, the tulips. And then beyond that, the San Juan Islands. So there's
yes.
lots to see. You can drive from Seattle up to the Canadian border in less than 2 hours. But
there's
a lot
so
to
much.
See. If you haven't been to the Northwest a lot and you're driving north from Seattle, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
You have to. So Anacortes to Friday Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a ferry. And you get off and, you know, Friday Harbor is just a delightful town. And then you can catch the ferry back whenever you want.
Yes.
And you drive further north and you get to this evocative right-hand turn over the North Cascades Highway.
Yes.
That's one of the great wilderness opportunities.
Oh, it is so beautiful. And I always tell people to do it at the beginning of the fall before they close the road for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of the huckleberries and the lichens are turning red for uh-huh. the season. So it is just spectacular.
And you can tour Ross Dam up there, which is quite an
yes.
experience.
Yes. Yeah. That's and you can go all the way to Winthrop if you want to get your yeah. kind of old west town.
Well, that whole loop down, what's that, Metel Valley?
Yes.
Oh, that's,
oh, it's beautiful.
That makes you want to be a mountain man.
Yeah.
Or a woman.
Yeah.
It really wants you to stop shaving, stop washing, and just live and grow your turnips and have a, you know, ride a horse. It's amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
I know.
That's the Metel
Valley. I have these little fantasies where, like, when I go to the islands, I think, oh, wouldn't it be great to live yeah. on the island?
A lot of Seattleites retire up in the islands,
yeah.
and they love the community up there. This road trip we've been talking about is about 1,600 miles through the interior of California, Oregon, and Washington. And Chandler, just to wrap things up, I'd love to, you must have spent weeks doing this trip and writing about it.
Mm.
What's your favorite moment behind the wheel on this trip?
I love it whenever there's a flash of a view that I was not expecting. Like you come around a corner and then all of a sudden, wow, there's this incredible view. And I try not to do too much planning ahead of time if it's a place I haven't been because I want that moment of surprise.
What's an example?
Oh, gosh.
Because all I can remember is Mount Shasta just before Weed.
That was one. The first time
Mount Shasta.
Yeah. The first time I did the trip was actually on the train.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's an overnight train and you wake up at the base of
nice.
Mount Shasta. So
nice.
The sun came up and there it is.
Nice. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Chandler O'Leary and her book is The Best Coast, a road trip atlas to the West Coast. Chandler, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
Next, it's a special studio concert from Scott's folk singers Jim and Susie Malcolm on Travel with Rick Steves.